As Jesus and his disciples were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were overwhelmed with grief. When they came to Capernaum, the tax collectors of the temple approached Peter and said, "Does not your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," he said. When he came into the house, before he had time to speak, Jesus asked him, "What is your opinion, Simon? For whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from foreigners?" When he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "then the subjects are exempt. But that we may not offend them, go to the sea, drop in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. Open its mouth, and you'll find a coin worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them for me and for you." The Gospel of the Lord. If you've ever done a course in homiletics, which you probably have not, church teaches that we have a lot of liberty to choose on what to preach. We can preach from the opening prayer, or the sacramentary, or the first reading, or the responsorial psalm, or the gospel, or the saint of the day. So I'm going to try to do a little bit of all today. Okay. The first, if you're paying attention to the beautiful opening prayer, it said, "Taught by the Holy Spirit." How beautiful. You people who are in this retreat, the real retreat master is not Father Broom or Father Victor, but rather it's the Holy Spirit. Yes. So let's live out that prayer. Allow ourselves to be taught by the Holy Spirit. Invite all of you, pray a lot to the Holy Spirit in this retreat. And I think we all struggle with prayer. Romans chapter 8. I love Romans chapter 8. We don't know how to pray as we ought, but good news. The Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans, so we can say, "Abba," which means Father. So we're in good hands because we are being led, hopefully, by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Okay, the first reading is very mystical, but I'll pull out one idea. The prophet gives us a symbolic, mystical vision of heaven. And this is much in harmony with principle and foundation, because we are created, why are we created? To praise God, to reverence God, to serve God, and by means of that, to save our souls. What does that mean, to save our souls? It means to get to heaven. So may we long for heaven. Psalm 41 verse 1. As a deer yearns for the running streams, so my soul yearns, longs for you, O Lord my God. So let's pray that we have a real yearning to go deep in our prayer life. A real yearning to encounter God in this life so that we'll encounter God forever in heaven. The responsorial psalm, very much in harmony with the talk I just gave to you. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. We invited all of you to reflect upon nature. Nature is not God, but nature reflects the beauty of God. Where there is beauty, there is God. That's why when we arrive at the topic of sin, we have to come to the awareness of the fact that sin is ugliness. Sin is really ugliness. Whereas virtue is beauty. See, one of the most beautiful women that ever lived was Mother Teresa. Physically, she was basically falling apart at the end of her life, but the beauty of her soul was magnificent. Okay, then the gospel reading. The gospel reading are two parts. Jesus is already preparing the apostles for what is called his paschal mystery, his passion, death, and resurrection. We never stop at his passion, but rather the fullness of the paschal mystery is his passion, death, and resurrection. And as Fulton Sheen says, without Good Friday, there's no Easter Sunday. And you know, my friends, thanks be to God that we're Catholics, because the Catholic religion is the only religion that can explain the meaning of suffering. The salvific meaning of suffering is only explained by the Catholic faith. Others can't explain it. They try to sidestep it. So, my friends, your suffering and my suffering has value if we unite it to the cross of Christ. Amen? Then the second part is this, just one idea. We have our citizenship, a double citizenship. We are citizens of the earth, but we are citizens of heaven. Amen? Okay, we're citizens of this world. So we should try to be good citizens, but especially we are citizens of heaven. That should give you a lot of consolation. Jesus says, I've gone to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you also might be. In my Father's house, there are a lot of mansions. Not casitas, as they say in Spanish. A lot of mansions. You got a beautiful mansion prepared for you in heaven, but this retreat is what? It's powerful wind in our sails, so we're pushing ourselves closer to heaven. All right. Today the church celebrates, changed the calendar of this saint. The saint used to be in December. Now we celebrate the saint today. And maybe it's a saint that you never heard of. Her name is Saint Jane Frances Chantal. Have you ever heard of her? Okay. Saint Jane Frances Chantal. Just a couple of ideas on this great saint. You can't separate this saint from Saint Francis de Sales. She was a noble woman who married a baron in France about 450 years ago. And she lost her husband when she was 29 years old. And she fell into desolation. How was she pulled out of desolation? Because God sent her a good, rather, an excellent spiritual director. And all of you have this retreat, you're going to have spiritual direction. And most of you already have your spiritual director. Be thankful that you have a spiritual director. And the name of her spiritual director was the great Saint Francis de Sales was the spiritual director of Saint Jane Frances Chantal. She was a wife and a mother. Then she became a nun. Kind of like you've heard of Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton, one of the New Yorkers, huh? So also this wonderful, beautiful woman, her husband died and decided she would give herself to become a religious nun in what is called the Visitation Order, founded by Saint Francis de Sales. Do any of you know the most well-known saint in the Visitation Order? Look at me. Playing a little bit of charades, huh? Yes, Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque became a nun in the Visitation Order about 150 years later. And if you know your mystical theology well, first Saint Francis de Sales appeared to Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, then the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So we have a lot of beautiful things to reflect upon in the Mass today. I'm giving a tidbit of five different things. So let's pray to Saint Jane Frances de Chantal, who went through what's called the dark night of the soul. She went through that in her life, but she was faithful to her prayer life. Let's pray that we would live out these exercises with great, great generosity. God has in store for all of you people many graces, but let's be generous with God. He cannot be outdone in generosity. May God's angels and saints accompany us in these exercises. Amen.